my first beer.
What were you saying, Fergie? I'm just quoting Blaze of Glory.
Oh, okay.
Are we on?
Correct.
Guys, welcome to Step Brewers. This is episode 26. Ali Davis is here and Ian Merrigan is here.
Wow.
And I'm very pleased to be here with them.
You're talking like it's such an unimportant episode.
Finally, we have a great intro from Clint.
You sound like that radio host from Parks and Recreation.
I haven't seen Parks and Recreation.
Oh.
What? Is that a joke? It's not a joke, is it?
It's not a joke. No, guys, look, I'm feeling a bit down, to be honest.
What's wrong, man?
Well, I sat out in the brew house the other day, one of the ones at Gypsy at, and I was just thinking about the intros that we're going to do at Step Brewers Live.
Oh.
And I was so inspired that I was like, until then, I'm going to build it all up inside and meditate on it. And just like let energy flow through. I'm going to let the moon charge me and then bang.
Okay, man. Can I give you some wisdom?
You can.
You need to abstain.
I am abstaining. I am abstaining.
I don't want you to be at risk of prematurely erupting.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Like last night I was...
Maybe just shut your mouth.
Okay.
Just shut your mouth.
That's cool.
Whoa, that's my line, man.
No, that's true.
I need to be cool.
Namaste.
Namaste. Be at peace with yourself.
Namaste right here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great intro, Clint.
That was fantastic. Can't wait for Hoptoberfest.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, so the news has been out for a few days. Like this week, we've announced that we are doing our first live podcast. And we are all bloody
holy
excited.
Shit. Holy yeah. shit.
Pretty so, freaking unreal.
If you haven't seen that sexy poster that our very good mate Dom has drawn of the three of us, make sure you go and check that out. He's done a great job.
It is insane. I'd like people to pick up the little references too, which I think we add to over time.
I think so too. So Hobart Brewing, we're going to be down there on October 19 for the Hoptober Festival. It's on Saturday, October 19th, when we're kicking off at 3:15. And festival tickets are $15. On the day, there's going to be lots of collaborative brews.
Heaps of live music.
Heaps of live music.
Great food from Season and Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
think we're not allowed to talk about the brews.
We're not allowed.
We've seen them, maybe brewed one. But we're not allowed to talk about them.
We can talk about the one that HBC has already announced today, I believe. Yesterday.
Well, let's get into beer news.
Kicking off beer news. As we were just discussing, Hobart Brewing this week have announced the Colorado Double IPA. It's back.
Ooh, freaking huge.
And it's going to be out for Hoptober Festival. So if you're in Hobart, that's the time to go and try it.
I think they're going to release the cans early.
Oh.
I heard that on the grapevine.
I'm not totally mad about it.
No, it means I can get lit in a pack of them before we go to the event.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it'll take a few to come up with my critical analysis.
Exactly. I think they come out very soon.
Yeah.
I recommend waiting like 3 or 4 days after canning to drink it. Let it settle in.
Yeah, I remember last year we may have got into it a little too hot off the press.
I think we literally drank it that afternoon. Yeah.
Sucking it off the line.
Yeah.
Off the hands of the can monkeys.
Mm. Speaking of HBC, we're drinking the newest release right now, the Triumph Single Hop IPA.
Lone Hop. I feel like a wolf.
Collaborated with Hopco, which is sick. So
yeah.
I don't know as much as you probably get.
So this is the first time the Triumph has been brought to Australia.
Brand new hop.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
And they brewed this for BrewCon, which was on a few weeks ago. All the brewers in Australia get together for a convention, and they have the Indie Beer Awards as well. So it was one of a lot of collabs made for that.
Yeah.
Just showcasing the hop.
Do we know much about the Triumph hop itself?
I know zero.
Structurally, no, but I do know it boasts some pretty cool big white stone fruit and herbal notes.
Yeah, you did a shower beer on it.
Yeah, I did a shower beer on it. It was delicious.
It tastes different to when I first had it, when I had it like really fresh. I think I like it like this.
Yeah, it's tasting delicious.
It's tasting good.
Yeah.
It's simmered down a bit.
It's like I think peach to it almost.
Yeah, the peach and I think like the more herbal sides kind of stand out.
It's got like a little bit of a zingy, spritzy peach.
Spritziness.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a really cool beer. Good work, Hobart Brewing Co. we can't wait to see what else you guys roll out in collaboration with some of our other favourite local brewers.
Pretty rad drinking this from the Step Brewers custom glasses.
Oh, yeah.
We put any photos of these up yet?
Not yet. I
think. We've got a few ready to roll.
They're always blurry in a background of the actual can art generally if I take a photo. Yeah, but I should probably do a little feature on the glasses. They're nice.
Speaking of Hoptober, what do people want us to do at Hoptober? Like, we have a lot of stuff lined up, but hit the comments and we will do it. Almost everything.
Wow, you heard it, guys. Klimt will dress as a Sith Lord.
Oh
yeah, seriously. If the guys from HPC can get me a flannel robe, I will come as the Emperor himself.
You know that won't happen, right?
Well, I'm putting it out there. Like, maybe make it happen, guys.
Hmm.
Ian will get a tattoo live if you put in the comments. That was last time.
There's a history of that.
Yeah.
I'll get in touch with him, mate. We can probably do a live tattoo if we really want it, but it'll probably be a little boring for you guys.
Shout out to Brewpig, who's probably going to comment on this in like 2 months.
Yeah, he's
your
catching
comment, your comment will not count now, man. Sorry. Like, it has to be very soon, so maybe you need to catch
it. No. Let's like give Brewpig a little more credit. He's taking it chronologically. He's working his way through the back catalogue.
I actually feel like I'm reliving it with him.
It's
so nice.
It just sounded a little backhanded, and he's
massive shout out. One of our newest fans of the show.
Brewpig. Shout out, Brewpig.
Great little Instagram account he's got going there. But yeah, it's good. Every 3 or 4 days, you'll see a few more likes pop up, and it's Brewpig, and just he's like reliving all our episodes. Like,
I actually went back and listened to one the other day because he wrote something, and I was like, oh yeah, and I went and listened to it for a bit, and I was like, oh, this is nice. It's like a little blast from the past.
Yeah,
it's like having a West Coast IPA.
So it's nice. I can't wait for him to be finally caught up with us. But
yeah, if you do suggest us to do something on the live app, Mr. Pig, it may not happen because it may have already happened, but that's cool. Maybe you'll catch up by then.
Yeah, cool. Keeping on with the news, have you guys heard of the latest theme park?
No. Why are we talking about theme parks?
Man,
I've never been to a theme park.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Not even like Disneyland or something?
You love Batman and Movie World.
We don't have one of those in Australia.
Mm.
You love Batman.
I do love Batman.
That's where Batman lives, man.
What?
Yeah, he lives
in Movie World.
He lives in Gotham.
On the Gold Coast.
What?
Well, the Gold Coast gets dark sometimes. Yeah, there's like an Arkham Asylum ride and it's like badass.
Legit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the newest
thing... And Batman drives past in his car during the parade.
Can I drink IPAs?
You can at Anaheim Disney.
What the fuck's Anaheim?
That's in America.
It's California.
Yeah.
I'm not going to California.
Okay.
You can drink IPAs.
Moving on. So it's not a theme park, but it's got that sort of vibe to it just from the name itself. Moondog World.
Moondog World.
The new brewery from Moondog. It's being built as we speak. Is that right?
People have had a little tour of it already.
Where's it being built?
That's gone up really quick.
Moondog World is being built in Chifley Drive, Preston.
Preston, right.
It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, as people have described to me. But it's a little mental. So I think they're putting a full brewery in there. Today they put out pictures that they've got a shipping container full of arcade games.
That's kind of cool.
Old school pinball and stuff.
Nice.
They have a waterfall inside there.
Is it of beer?
No, it's just water.
Damn it.
They have like a full creek that goes around and a jungle and a pool that you can't swim in. And they have a giant, huge like fish whale painted on the side. It's insane.
Yeah.
So they can do like 4 million litres a year out of here or something ridiculous. But yeah.
That's a lot of beer.
Moondog World.
Yeah, obviously that's...
72 taps.
It's kind of come up under the... Wow.
72 taps.
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Well, they do pump out a lot of different beer. So
72 taps makes sense.
That's mental. Good on. It sort of snuck up under the radar a little bit for me. I haven't really paid any attention to it.
I've just been watching because the build is insane. And it's like kind of like tiki themed, and it's there's a tiki bar, there's a beer garden inside Sunny Beer Garden, there's an indoor waterfall, a tropical lagoon.
Oh Jesus Christ, this is actually substantial.
Yes. Yeah, it's a 725 person venue attached to their new brewery.
That's insane.
And like, yeah, they've dug a lagoon into it.
Wait, did they crowdfund?
No, I think this is
this makes me happy. They did not crowdfund.
Because it's not Holgate.
Jesus.
Well, Holgate just announced that they bought, I think, I might be wrong with this, new fermenters, but they have definitely bought a new canning line.
Oh, have they?
With their crowdfund investment.
Or they're going to?
No, I think they already have.
Oh, right. They've cashed in early.
But they've announced that they've doubled their brew house capacity.
Oh, with the fermenters. Yeah, sure. Mm. So they got a canning line after buying that epic bottling line that everyone knew was a bad idea.
That's cool. Interesting. Funny that. Anyway, yeah, so that's really exciting. I would love to go and visit Moondog World.
I'm going to go check out Moondog World.
It sounds bloody exciting. It sounds like I need a couple of days to get through it all, though, with 70
Much taps. Like Disneyland.
Mm. I might go when Batman's there.
Yeah.
Batman probably will be there, knowing Moondog. 72 goddamn taps.
There'll probably be an arcade game on Batman. You'll be fine.
There's a Game of Thrones game.
Oh, huge.
Yeah. Like Guardians of the Galaxy as well.
Oh, wow. Well,
in the pinball machine.
Oh, I thought you meant like actual video games.
No.
It's fine. I'm bad at video games.
And last in beer news, more Tall Boy and Moose cans are coming. One can per month has been talked about.
Huge.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and
I haven't recently had the first one yet.
I just drank it the other night. It was absolutely delicious. The oat cream IPA.
We had Tall Boy and Moose in Melbourne. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. We've had the new can.
Yeah.
I expect good things.
I haven't had a bad beer from them yet, and it's nice to see them getting some beers out and distributing them around Australia.
They're pretty prolific with their releases too, so apparently they're going to keep doing all their brewpub only releases at the same time.
Sick.
I think there's going to be exciting beer coming out of that.
Yeah, so keep your eyes out for those, because great beer's happening. And that's nice. All for beer news.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, thank you. Ooh, that's your keeper. Sip, skip, or seller.
Sweet. Time for Sip, Skip, or Seller.
Hey, whoa. We did not build up that intro.
What? You didn't build it up at all.
Not at all.
Should we build up intros?
Well, we have. Anyway.
I'm not allowed to say anymore. I'm just keeping everything inside.
This is what happens when you give me segments. I will underwhelm you.
God damn it.
number one is the Ocho Primavera. So
tell me about this beer. I know nothing about this
Primavera.
Beer.
It's a Saison from Ocho.
It's a collab for Brewcon.
Yeah, it is, with Hopco. So this is brewed with Belgian Saison.
Hopco just slutting around the brewers.
They are just flinging hops around. You've been
talking to Stu. So we have Pilsner malt, wheat malt, flakes, belt, hops. We have Ruwaka and Waiti. The hyphen destroyed me. And then we have Belgian Saison Farmhouse Ale Yeast.
Sounds
delightful.
It's got some happy placey yeasty things going on.
How are we feeling about it? Are we a sip, skip, or seller, guys?
Completely different.
Yes. Oh no, is it? I don't know.
Happy place is like Norwegian.
I like, yeah, SSO fun. Yeah.
I really haven't.
Oh, you just make a statement. Thank you.
So I haven't. I don't know. Sold this.
It sounded very Ocho-y to me.
Have you seen it yet online, guys? What are your feelings? Are we a sip, skip, or seller on the new Ocho Primavera?
It's from our friends at Oco, so I'm always about it.
Oco?
Oco.
Mm. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
No, it is not.
Okay.
All right, let's have a little sip, guys. She's pretty.
Yeah, ooh. So we're actually drinking this now. We don't always do this with Sip, Skip, or Seller, but today we have the Ocho Primavera in front of us.
I am a sip always on Ocho releases, unless it's Black Jelly Bean.
I was about to say the same thing.
No offense, Stew Boy. I still sip that, so I still try it. I'm a sip. And I'm saying that before I taste it. You pricks just tasted it, and now you get to decide.
Oh, I was a sip anyway, based on Ocho.
Yeah.
Like,
every time Stu puts out a beer, I'm going to give it a red hot go.
Oh, that's tasty.
Yeah.
So this was brewed, actually, 3 years ago. It's already been a release with the colourway. If anyone knows Ocho beers, they know what I mean by the colourway. He released this in bottles 3 years ago, and he's just mixed it up. It's very nice. First brewed 3 years ago, and we've been thinking about it ever since. Collab with Hopco, pairing some stunning New Zealand hop varieties. Bright, breezy, just like spring. It's very restrained.
Delicious. Very easy drinking. I need a warmer day to be drinking this in the afternoon.
Yeah, big glass of this.
I love Ocho's can designs.
Yeah, that's sick, isn't it? I really like those three colours together too. Very tidy stew, always. Very tidy. This is smashable.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what's next?
Cool. Up next, nice little Tasmanian hype release. Again, Ocho. The spring IPA.
Spring can.
We love an Ocho seasonal at Step Brewers. So the spring IPA is Citra, Columbus, and Vic's Secret.
Is this unchanged from last year?
I believe it's different.
Okay.
6.5
I don't remember ABV. Spring last year.
We talked about it on the podcast, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
When I say that.
Yeah. Well, I think literally a year because it is seasonal.
Oh, I see.
I drank this at Ocho's new home, Miner's Gold, on Monday last week, Tuesday, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I'm hearing good things. But
what are your answers?
Well, it'd be disappointing if I didn't say sip after the last one. Anything from Ocho... we sip.
You don't have to suck up to him, man. He's not listening. Or is he listening?
I'm not sucking up to him. Again, if it's got black jelly babies in it or eucalyptus, I'm out.
Well,
okay, that's fair. That's a low blow there, but...
You started it.
I literally said that.
Yeah. However, anything else that doesn't look like shit, we drink. Am I still sucking up, Clint?
No, that was really mean. No, this
Stu,
is,
we love you. You this, know it.
I was actually talking to someone about this release the other night. Actually, you say your answer first, Alex, so I don't influence you.
Yes.
The first reaction. No, any Ocho can comes across the line and Alex is like, yes.
No, I'm still drinking the Primavera and it's getting that. Those prismy vibes, like just because it's along that. Oh well.
Ian's just, this beer was meant for later, and he's obviously got too excited now, so he's just cracked it.
No, the Primavera just reminded me of how much I really like the Prism releases. I was just thinking.
Oh, you were just lost.
It was in a deep thought.
You were just lost again.
I was like, yes.
Wow.
Oh, you're drinking that one now. Okay.
Stu, are you aware that this beer smells like spring?
Yes. He is aware. And do you know what else it smells? Ali, first, what's your answer?
Oh, yeah. I said yes.
All right. So I'm a seller on this. Not put in my cellar, but, you know, would buy again.
Would collect. Would buy collect, a few.
Would buy again. But what I would like to do is drink pints of this in the sun.
Oh, wow.
On a hot day. That's what this beer is to me.
It's happy place.
Whoa.
Criteria.
Yeah. But...
but might fuck you up after a while.
Well... Justin, friend of the show, guest of the show.
Never heard of him.
Advisor of the show.
Got him.
Described this as lying in a pine forest and making little pine angels.
I don't know. Don't trust his palate.
That's fair.
Justin, I trust your palate.
It's more like making little pine needle castles. Like
little castles.
Sand castles.
Well, he was saying like lying underneath a pine tree and like, you know, when you lie in the snow and make the angels.
Oh, wow.
Doing that.
It is piney and it is delicate.
Yeah, the Columbus, man. Columbus is... yeah.
That little mouthfeel, that little tingly mouthfeel.
It is a little tingly, isn't it? Yeah, I've had a few of these.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like I'm lying on a soft...
I'd have to say, like...
piney needles.
Spring and autumn are my favourite Ocho seasonals.
Oh, the autumn was banging.
For completely different reasons.
I like autumn a lot.
Yeah. I reckon our mate Nigel would love autumn. Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe not. Because he doesn't like anything.
Who's Nigel? Don't know who you're talking about.
Don't be a Nigel.
Never be a Nigel.
The thing I think about this is it's like restrained.
It really is.
Yeah. It's like quite restrained, but like really good as well. Yeah, I'm really about it.
It's just got really good clarity to it.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's very pretty, isn't it?
I actually really like having the opportunity to taste things after we've decided if we sip, skip or sell it. Puts us on the spot a little bit. I'd definitely do a bit more than sip on this.
Yeah. No, when I say clarity, it's got clarity of those
the flavours
flavours as well. That Columbus
As well as being very clear.
Yeah, the Columbus is beautiful.
I'll give you a hot tip. It's not on sip, skip or sell it, but Miner's Gold have just done their first can.
The West Street Ale. I nearly picked that up today for us.
Yeah, The latest batch of it, I had some off Bright Tank on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Holy shit. is a solid pale, like a really solid pale. It's like Lifesaver vibes.
Whoa.
But like hoppy Lifesavers.
Oh, tell me more.
Like in the best way, like you have to drink it to get what I'm saying. But like,
dude, I have a flavor in my head right now.
Yeah.
And if it's not that.
Yeah. Alex from,
I will never let you taste next.
Alex from HBC said it straight away. He was like, oh, it's like Lifesaver, like musky.
Okay. I trust him more than you.
So I'm trying to figure out, cause I'm going up north in a couple of weeks for an anniversary.
If you can sneak across.
If I can sneak into Bega, so it's not really on the way to.
Dude, it's like a half hour drive.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'll sort it out, don't worry.
Yeah, get there. They have food.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they have food.
Lunchtime sorted.
Exactly. It's a beautiful location. Anyway, moving on. What's our last beer for Sips Gibbozella? Oh, no, we got two more.
Oh, two more.
Sorry, I ran off your sheet.
Yep.
We do have two more.
Yeah. We're not opening this one right now, so calm your tits.
Yeah, no, it's looking at you.
Breathing deep. I'm going to skip over this one for a secchi, but not in the section term. What? Anyway, next up on the Sip, Skip, or Sour. I think
we know what you're trying to do.
Quiet Deeds. Deeds Brewing. The Survivor Type Hazy Triple IPA.
We had a brief discussion on this.
Yeah. We've been talking about this one a lot.
It's a sexy can.
It's... I believe this isn't the new hype beer of the nation since the Daisy.
Yeah, well, you're never going to get hype levels like Daisy.
That's not hype. That's just a big release.
That's a big release from a brewer.
It's a common beer drinker's hype.
That's not hype.
Yeah, it's like if Avengers come.
Drank that beer, by the way.
No one's lining up for Daisy.
Everyone, well, people are.
Yeah, but no, everyone just gets it. You walk in, you get it.
It's like, yeah, it's like if a Marvel movie, Avengers comes out versus the Joker coming out.
Some online bottle shops had Daisy, like a limit 2-can per purchase.
Oh, yeah, he shits you not.
I'm not even joking. I saw that online, like, that is laughable. Anyway,
let's move on from Daisy.
Had that beer, wasn't
great. Okay, guys, I just want to announce that, okay, so we're on episode 26 right now. Before episode 30, we're going to have a Bolter episode.
Are we?
I think we should.
Oh.
We're going to talk all things Bolter. Maybe we can get someone in for an interview. Maybe we can line up an over-the-phone interview.
I can get Sterling on. He loves doing a podcast.
Let's do it. Like, this isn't an anti-Bolter thing. I want to talk about Bolter and their culture.
They got a good beer culture.
I believe it.
Hmm.
I just think it'd be really cool to chat with
Bolter. We should
Bolter.
Do it because,
you know, beer culture,
Bolter bashing is so easy.
No, you know, beer culture for them is good when you see people in Tasmania wearing a Bolter t-shirt around in public.
I got a fridge full of Bolter beer right now. I'd love to talk to someone from Bolter.
We'll get Sterling on. Sterling's a good dude.
Cool. That aside, sorry, we digress. We'll get back to the Deeds Survivor Type Triple IPA. 31 grams per litre. What?
Dry hop.
Only dry.
Dry hop 31 per gram.
Ah, see, I thought it was collectively.
That means nothing.
I'd be
to me.
Okay with that.
That means nothing to me. 35 grams, I go home.
God.
I'm going to raise that and I'm going to do 32 grams per litre in my next home brew.
You should.
Glenn, are you hurting?
You should.
Well, what's the rule for you? 8 grams?
There's some science and theory that above 8 grams a litre and the dry hop isn't making a real difference to flavour.
What do you mean, man? More hops is better.
Look, I'm not saying that that's true in all cases, but, and I'm saying that, you know, in a New England IPA, sure, you big doses.
Is it a New England IPA?
It has to be.
Does it?
It's a triple hazy, is what it says.
Triple, it's a New England IPA.
Is it?
Just looking at it.
Is it a New England IPA or is it a hazy IPA? Come on. We have been over this online.
I think it's New England.
You think it's a New England or is it a New England?
Does anyone have a picture of the can? Does it say what yeast it is?
I've only seen the front of the can.
New England is defined. I don't want to get in that right now. It is defined. If they're calling it a hazy IPA, that's what it is. But I reckon based on their previous releases that this is a New England. I would almost put money on it. Anyway.
Almost.
I think 31 grams a litre is ludicrous. And I am a hard sip because I want to try it. But I'm
you
really...
You were this afternoon.
I'm really angry about it. And I...
I don't know, you're angry, but you're smiling. I'm confused.
I'm upset.
Okay.
But I still want to try it. I just think, like, they've probably taken 6 grams per litre that someone else could have used and wasted it. But that being said...
Why do you think they wasted it, Clint?
Because there is a saturation point. It would be like you doing something with coffee. Like,
great explanation.
I imagine...
Why don't you just explain in beer terms that everyone gets here than trying to make it about coffee?
I imagine that there's a clever analogy metaphor I could
but
use.
But you don't know
but
it.
But I don't know it.
Oh, God.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think...
And I'm so sorry. There goes all of Step Brewer's credibility. That's it. I guess we're done.
All right, what we're going to do is... I currently have a Spotty Dog pilot batch of a special beer that we haven't announced that is already heavily dry hopped. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take 10 litres off it. Justin, I'm so sorry for this. I'm going to take 10 litres off it.
Investors, pay attention.
I'm going to take another 10 litres off it. One of them I'm going to dry hop again because it's already dry hopped to the eyeballs. One of them I'm going to
dry hop. How much is it dry hopped by at the moment, out of curiosity?
It's only had its first dry hop because it's getting two. It's getting a cryo and a regular.
Yep.
But I'll do the math and we'll do one at 8 grams or 10 grams. Let's just...
What have you already done?
And then we'll do another one at 31 grams.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. Can we come
and
to
we'll
this?
Do it side by side?
We'll do it side by side and I won't tell you guys. Actually, I won't even tell myself. We'll get Alex to pour them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Done. Mm. Okay, write that down because you'll forget.
I will forget. I'll write that on my...
That's actually pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, we're going to do it. Lucky 31 grams a litre.
Lucky we have a brewer.
You wasteful bastards.
Ali, sip, skip or sell it?
Absolutely. Sip the fucking lord out of this bad boy.
Well, you're cellaring then. We never give any cellars out there.
I'll be buying...
I think we're all inclined to only give cellars.
You nearly bought a
4
back online the other day.
I nearly did.
Cellars like accumulate.
I know what it is, but I think we're just not inclined to do it.
No, I asked about the 4 pack in case you guys were interested.
We're just about tick culture, man. We just want to tick it and move on.
Whoa, that's for a segment. Shh, little boy.
Stop getting too excited. You've drank so much beer today. Stop taking days off.
I'll be sipping.
Work every day.
I will be sipping that. If I can get my hands on it.
Oh, we're sipping it.
Yeah.
Our friends at, I was about to say St. John's Distribution, but, geez, we missed that in beer news. Sonic Syrup. St. John's Distribution have rebranded to Sonic Syrup. Great people, same great beers, new name.
Is it a
Sonic
reference?
Sonic Syrup.
So Ian's going to come on the show soon and chat to us, and he has... guaranteed me that Dee's survivor type is coming down to Tassie.
Oh, has he?
Cool. He has indeed. Very because good. He knew how much you'd like it
because he knows I'll buy it all.
Because it's got 31 grams a litre of it.
I do love Luke and Ian.
Yeah, so same great people, different name.
Yeah, new so baby. It'll be interesting to try the beer, obviously. For a general consumer, and this is the point I was making this afternoon, for a general consumer base, if you saw how heavily hot, dry hop that would be, that would get you excited if you like those.
It's good marketing tool.
Yeah, exactly. For it, like you're coming from a brewer's perspective, and I totally respect that. But from like a general consumer base, which 99% of beer drinkers are, that would get people excited.
Look out for Spotty Dog 42 gram dry hop coming at you. You literally. You get a spork from KFC, eat the dry hops out of it.
You won't do that because you'll literally lose money.
Yes, but it will be very cool.
Oh, in that case.
And it will be on everyone's gram.
That's
I'm a sip as well.
I bet it's great.
It'll be floral AF.
That's the thing.
No, I'm tipping it's going to be big honeyed. Mango.
Honey?
Yeah, honey.
Some reviews, like some really good reviews are popping up.
I haven't looked at reviews yet.
I don't know. I reckon big honey, mango, like.
Do we know what hops it is?
Nah.
Okay, so you're just taking it as a spitball as well.
Cool. Yeah, I'm just guessing.
That's all right. Like, if anyone could do this beer, Deeds could do it.
In a Deeds do have the touch with haze.
Deeds have got the hand-picked team of legends in that brew.
You see the stuff from like Garage Project and, you know, your big Trillium brewers in America and stuff like that. What is the general dry hopping
31 grams a litre.
I know, but generally, like on a sort of an average level, I'd be very interested.
If 31 grams a litre is soup.
That's for dry hop. Like I know that Treehouse Julius, I think, is 28 grams a litre total hops.
Okay.
Total hops.
Yeah.
So this is a 10% triple IPA. Who knows how much they had to use in it to get that? I don't know. It's cool. We'll get about it. We'll try it.
Jeez, this has been the big sip, skip or sell it. Wow, and you've got one more beer for us. And I'm glad I could find this for us. Oh, it's very exciting. Because this was technically not supposed to come down to Tasmania. But
so...
I wasn't?
Nope.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Where did you find this one?
Found it at Black Hart and Sparrows, which has been recently opened in North Hobart.
Right.
Now, the guy who was working in there told me that they just opened a store in Canberra as well, which is, two blocks away from this brewery, hence why they could cycle down some of these bad boys for us.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Sneaky, very sneaky. I like it.
So I bought four of them.
Very smart.
Just in case they're all gone.
That seems the way to do it.
So without further ado, Sip, Skip or Seller, Capital Brewing Co. Big Drock. Big Drock, whoa. Double big IPA. Drocko.
Big Drocko.
Big Drocko, mate. That's me. I don't know what that means. I've been pre-drinking on the Garage Project Fresh series.
And super fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the Big Drop Double IPA, 8.2%, 90 IBUs, and a cute little whale on the cover. Oh,
their marketing for this beer was insanely great. I really liked their marketing on this. As a marketing... myself.
Oops, it's open. We're drinking.
You're absolutely the worst today. The problem is we never record on Ian's day off. Like, this is Ian's weekend.
Yeah, he's spritzy. He's alive.
I work today. You know that, right?
Yeah, till 12.
What? Did you? That's
yeah, hard. It's usually my weekend, but I'm doing a 6-day week.
It was a half day. You're right.
He's a big dog, isn't he?
He is a big dog. Mm. Big dog runs up.
Big dog does run hot.
I don't know what that means.
Watch, you'll know this
watch
summer.
Watch the Maddie Matheson, mate.
You'll know this summer, mate.
Did you guys want some too?
Yes.
Oh, that is the beer I bought,
this
please.
This is what I actually want. No, that's heaps. Thank you. People, always be safe. Don't drink and drive.
This has been out a little while. There is not much left in this can.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you...
Before we drink...
You can pour some of that over to him. Thank you, sir.
Clint. Yeah, I think that's only fair. Sip, skip or sell it.
I hear a lot of good things from one of our owners, Spotty, about these guys. So that is a sexy sky pour right there. Shout out to Alex from DDV. Now you've got quite a sexy pour. Like,
now I'm good.
Yeah, so one of our owners lives in Capital.
That is a shit hot colour.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And lives in the Capital, and he loves these guys.
Yep.
So I am always going to sip it if I see it.
Yeah, one of our favourite double IPAs of this podcast existence has been the Cluster 8 from Bespoke. And yeah, this is meant to be it's sort of come out at the same time as the freshest batch of that. So it's meant to be a little bit more boozy, apparently, from reviews, but it's meant to be bigger on that West Coast sort of vibe.
Yeah, this is cool. I like it a lot. Brace for impact. This dipper is loaded with hops and a very drinkable. Orange sherbet, green melon, and lime splash across the palate, finishing long, dank, and resinous. Right. It is what I want to hear when I pick up a can.
I know. I picked up the can. I was so excited when I saw this in the fridge because that's what I really, really wanted for a while.
It is delicious.
Yep. So I'm
a seller.
I'm a seller as well. Before even drinking this, I've had one already and we're drinking it already. But that's what I want in a double IPA, that big...
Before you taste it?
Oh, I'm a fucking seller on this.
Mm.
Oh, you know already?
Yeah.
Have a sip now. You're allowed.
But yeah, distro for this beer is non-existent pretty much in Tasmania, apart from that little cheeky shipment.
That is Ian's reaction to his first sip.
Shout out to... So it's a bit of a shame we can't get more of this. I've only got...
Is that 90 IBUs? Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Was that the last one?
No, it doesn't say IBUs, does it?
Surely it has IBUs on there somewhere. That... It's bitter.
It's good, isn't it? No, it tastes like 90, 100. I think that's pretty fair. What's that? Booze? Like 8 something?
Yeah, 8.1. It's definitely boozy, though. It tastes boozy.
8.2. Special release.
It's not subtle.
Big drop.
It's got some big IBUs.
Printed can.
Yep.
They're doing special release printed cans.
Yeah, why not?
Big dick energy. I like it.
Yeah. This is absolutely phenomenal. I love... This is probably my favourite double of the year.
This is delicious. I want more.
Yeah, I want a full can now, you asshole.
I've got one more full can in my fridge downstairs.
And I will be taking
it. And I will be hiding it.
This is delicious.
That is fantastic.
So comparing the two big headers in Canberra, Benspoke and Capital, I'd say the Benspoke, which we love just as much. If
I had the Benspoke side by side.
It'd be interesting, wouldn't it? It's a bit more of a stewed, fruity, candied... Mm.
Yeah. I remember we were candy sort of like trying to figure out the yeast on the Benspoke, maybe.
Yeah, so it's definitely a little bit more sweeter, and if that's your thing, fantastic. But this has got that big punch of bitterness that we all love and crave here on the show. Big West Coast vibes on this.
It's good. Speaking of punching, I've got a little segment that we haven't had for a while. And speaking of bitterness...
I don't know if I'm ready, man. I'm sipping my beer.
Well, while you guys drink that, maybe we could provide a jingle.
Guys, totally forgot to mention, Billy's in the room. Billy's in the room.
Billy, you're going to want to leave for this next section, man.
Oh.
I think maybe that built, like, bottling up all this.
It's been a long time since you brought this out. This is a special segment that's only for the best.
I have bottled this one up since, I think since the start of August.
Really?
Yeah, this one's been building. Like, this is like the intros. Like, this is not healthy to keep in. Just want to say, guys, as a total heads up, when we do our untapped responses, we're not really having a go at people. Like, it's all in fun. We don't want people to take it
personally. Well, you know what they say about Untapped. Is it really worth drinking unless you're checking in?
Exactly right. But I mean, like, full disclosure, we're having a bit of a dip. But honestly, like, everyone who's, you know, fighting the good fight and drinking independent craft beer is welcome to us. That being fucking said.
Oh.
Let me tell you about my...
Whoa.
What's your language?
Sorry. Let me tell you about my good friend who checked in this beer. So, Mr. Banks.
Is her name Susan?
I'm not going to say her or his name.
Okay.
But, Mr. Banks, putting out some hype at the moment, right?
Oh, damn they are.
You guys tried the Cake Eater Citra Galaxy?
Oh, we love that beer. That was a fantastic beer. Oh, this is the beer.
Cake Eater.
Oh.
Citra and Galaxy.
Okay.
Has copped a wrap.
I'm ready
from
for this.
One person.
Hey, can I just check really, really quickly? You won't find it. No. Not this person's review, just our review of the beer.
Your review of
the beer. Just to compare whatever
just a rating, maybe?
Yeah, whatever you're
and
about
your notes.
To say.
I want to hear your notes.
Okay. It wouldn't be too far down. I found it. We gave it a 4.25, Ian and I.
Yeah, the global rating is 4.19. So I think 4.25 sits pretty happy there.
Yeah.
The Little Step Brewers review from Ian and I was mango, mandarin, and wheat bar vibes. Soft and silky mouthfeel with a really nice touch of bitterness for balance and very well executed. 4.25, we loved it.
Funny story, it's actually the 12th highest rated double IPA in Australia now.
Huge.
Anyway, this review reads, great mouthfeel, lactose, and galaxy hops. 2.5 stars.
Hang on.
Well.
So it's a good review?
Well, it says great mouthfeel, lactose, and galaxy hops.
Okay.
I'm like, they're all compliments.
There's a compliment and you're just stating facts.
2.5 stars. So, I mean, this confuses me because I know everyone doesn't rate things the same way and I find it very frustrating. But
as a brewer, yes, you would.
Yes, and other people also find it frustrating where they say, you know, why can't, and I'm paraphrasing, why can't a Pilsner or a Lager get a 5 for its style? Like, why does everything have to be compared? Because that's how Untappd works. Everything is compared, it's ranked, stars matter. Anyway, why can't you give a pale ale 4? You can. If you enjoy it, give it 4. But anyway, I was thinking, 2.5, this person must be a whale hunter. Because often at Spotty Dog, we might get a reasonably low rating with some good comments. And I'll look through and the person has 5,000 check-ins and they've tried every beer in the world.
Yeah.
And I read back and I say, cool.
That makes sense.
In the scheme of things, that makes sense. It'll all even out. So I'm going through this person's account and I'm trying to figure out, What if they had that's so good?
Mm.
Now, full disclosure, they did once plug in a barley wine and said, you know what, barley wines aren't for me, and didn't give it a star rating. So they still got their check-in, like they ticked that box, but they didn't give it a rating. They didn't insult it because it wasn't their style. That is how you do a style you don't like.
Barley wine episode coming soon.
Then I found Founders KBS at 2 stars.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I get it. You had it between two hazy IPAs.
That makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Is that real? Is that all in the same timeline? Or when you
maybe it wasn't smooth for this person. Maybe it had no smoothness. I know smoothness is important to us.
KBS could be a polarising beer.
I moved on.
Okay.
Lager, it reads. The great Aussie beer. 4.5 stars. You checked in a fucking New Zealand beer, mate.
Oh, no.
A New Zealand beer.
What was the New Zealand beer?
I can't remember, but it was a New Zealand brewer's lager. And the comment was lager. The great Aussie beer. 4.5 stars. Where's the consistency? Where's the realness?
I'm still looking for that 4.5 star lager in my life.
I continued.
Okay.
I continued looking because at this stage I was getting annoyed.
This is getting deep.
And then I found Stonerwood Counterculture.
Oh no.
With a comment. Is this a contender?
Which one?
To take on the Treehouse Julius for the sticky mango.
Oh, okay.
Is this a contender to take on one of the world's great haze cans? I don't believe it is. But then I went further and found Stonerwood Counterculture at 4.25.
Ooh.
And Julius at 4.5. So the person had Julius, so objectively.
Okay.
The counterculture they had was 5 months old.
Sticky.
But let's move on from that.
Right.
See yourself out after that one. Now, this is the one that really irked me. What do you guys think 4X Gold and 4X Bitter got?
No, hang on. What was the Stonerwood Counterculture?
Sticky Mango.
Sticky Mango. I didn't even have that one.
And gave it a...
Sorry.
This person gave it a 4.25.
And said it was a contender to take on Julius from Treehouse Brewing.
That's cute.
It is very cute.
Sorry, guys.
Anyway, everyone can be objective. But then I found the mother load. 4X Bitter and 4X Ale.
Okay.
How many stars?
4.75.
She loves... Well, is it a she? I don't know, sorry.
I haven't told you. Okay. I'm keeping that quiet. We'll keep it anonymous.
She or he has given it a...
Don't tell me they've gone 4.5.
Well, they do love a lovely Aussie lager, so I reckon it's going to be high.
But they've tried a lot... In this account, they've tried a lot of really great beers, and there's a few lagers mixed in there, and it's okay to like lagers, but... Anyway, 4X, gold, and bitter. How many stars?
4.75.
No, I'm going to go for the top. I'm going to go 5. Be rude not to.
4 fucking stars for 4X Gold.
Damn it.
The X's are not how many stars you give people. That is not how it works here. See yourself out. See yourself out.
Yeah, that's a... there's better lagers in the world.
I just feel so sorry for these poor guys at Mr. Banks putting out hype cans.
Cake eater 2.5. Trying to
make a buck. And all they can get is a 2.5, a nice comment.
That's a low score. I don't think we've given like one 2.5 out ever on our
Untapped. All right. Public service announcement. 2.5 is being nasty, people. That's saying you're a 50%. 50%, I know PPs get degrees, but 50% is basically fail. Just look at your adjustment. It's okay to have a harsh rating system. But fuck me, 4X is not 4 stars.
No.
The X's do not represent the stars.
I think for us on Step Bro, 3.5 is where it starts getting harsh.
I think 3.5 is a perfectly adequate beer.
Yeah, I think that's an adequate beer.
And that's a credit.
I don't think we've reviewed anything less than 3.5.
I did in New Zealand, and I won't talk about it.
No, that's okay.
But
that's a good point. We also don't feel the need to talk about
it. But it was also on how I don't think the beer itself would be 2.5. It was more of a point of how it was conditioned and the distribution of that beer.
Do we feel the need to tell the world about a shit beer?
No.
Not necessarily.
We tell people about good beer.
People like to do drain pour videos.
Yeah, that's
another thing.
Anyway, anonymous person giving Mr. Banks... what I assume is a very good haze can. I haven't had it. A 2.5.
Did you miss it?
I missed it.
It's good.
Giving it a 2.5.
It was adequate.
And some of the assertions on this account just make me
sad. We'd love to hear how you do your Untapped reviews, because we sort of take it at a bit of a different approach. We sort of define it as, you know, with our Australian beers, we sort of compare it to Australian likewise quality. And, you know, it's really hard to compare like a hazy Australian beer to some ridiculous like, you know, American.
I think it's totally okay to give something you really love a 5.
Yep.
But when you do that, you're setting a tone
for
all the other beers you've tried as well.
Yep.
So, I mean, does it matter? No. If you put up something nasty, will brewers see it? Yes.
Yeah.
Do they say they don't look at it? Everyone does. Just be nice.
No, brewers look at it.
To add to what Ali said, we at Step Brewers, we assess by style and location. So...
an Australian pale ale, we compare to Australian pale ales, basically. And
smoothness.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, Americans going to brew different to how UK brew, how Scandinavia brew, how Australia brew. So we assess by style, then location. And at the end of the day, how much we enjoy it.
So yeah, I think that's it. It's like, to the point, educated, I give you 1 star.
Mm.
Well done.
Great.
So, to finish off the episode, we've actually accidentally touched on a little bit, but we just wanted to chat briefly.
One of these I do like, and one of them I do not.
So we've got 2 beers in front of us, because we've sort of touched on it a little bit, and we are going to talk about this a little bit in our live episode when we have our brewers. We're going to ask them what they think.
Would you say this is your big question?
I wouldn't say it's a big question, but okay. I feel like it's a lead up to a big question. It's a big question.
You're fucked up, bud.
There's no music for this. It means it's easier for me to edit later.
This is this is the lead in to a big question. This is like a little bit of, you know, big question
for a tease.
It's just something we want to talk about.
Papa Sweden's blowing on your neck and talking about beers.
blowing my neck anytime. Man.
Wow. The 2 beers we have in front of us are, Ali, what's this one? Because this seems like up your alley. Up your alley.
I don't get it. Please explain.
Fuck you.
A-L-I.
Fuck off. this is continuing on from my nomination for the year for Hype Brewery of the Year. Dayton. This has come out literally this week, and it's the...
I feel like every beer after
newest this weekly... newest weekly beer from the guys, and it's one I'm probably the least excited about.
Why?
What beer is it? Because it's 4.8 IBUs. That's why. I love that they've gone to the decimal point to get a little bit more out of it. Just round it off to 5, guys.
Do you think that someone did the 60-minute edition and slipped and was like, ah, oh, fuck it.
Anyway, if we don't laugh, we cry. Am I right, guys?
Yeah,
anyway.
Right. What's it called?
Dayton's weekly beer is the Cookies and Cream Milkshake IPA.
And Ian, what have you got, my good sir?
Just some nonsense from Fixation. The 86 IPA.
86.
Let's swap cans.
No.
So the reason we have these beers is...
we're seeing who can scull them faster.
I will shotgun the 86. The reason we have these is Ian posted a little bit of a question in We Love Craft Beer Australia a while back now.
Lovely group on Facebook.
On Tick Culture. So, what's Tick Culture, Ian?
Yeah, talk to him about it, Ian.
Okay, so Tick Culture, it's pretty big. And I think it's been propagated by social media.
Yep.
We like to try every new release beer that a brewery pushes out. We like to say we've had it.
That interests us anyway.
Yeah, if it interests us. That's why we have Skip, or Cellar. But now brewers are churning out beers left, right, and centre that kind of grapple onto this culture of this, I want to try it, I have to tick it off the list. And... to do that, they're having to do pretty radical things to keep up with demand. You can't just release one solid IPA that, like, does a West Coast style that's just dank and bitter, has a bit of tropical fruit sweetness, and expect that to, like, grapple your clientele for months with no new release.
Well, you can. You just don't just throw out a Hobart.
But some other brewers are taking a different approach, and they're doing more frequent releases. They're doing weirder, wackier things to grapple that social media attention. And this then gets publicized through social media outlets that have thousands of followers in the group. So
I think we're going to make this.
Lord.
We've opened the Dayton Cookies and Cream Fest.
So I think we're going to make this a topic, like, for Step Brewers Live. So we'll have some questions in there.
Absolutely.
Ian Shearing from Sonic.
Oh, you talking about
it? I've got it now.
Move on,
sir. It's hard. It's a new name. It's
Sonic Syrup. Ian Shearing from Sonic Syrup, previously our boys at St. John's Distribution, for the listeners who skipped an episode. They are going to come along. So Ian's going to come along to the show and do an interview before Hoptober. And he's going to talk about core range versus limited release. How do you balance it out? Which is going to be a really fun chat. Especially because those guys have quiet deeds in their possession for distro. Deeds Brewing. So we're going to talk a bit about hype versus core.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we've actually got a heap of brewers on for Step Brewers Live.
Yeah.
I think we have 9 brewers coming on the show.
Whoa. Don't give away too much. They're going to come and see that for themselves. No, 9 brewers. That's huge.
It is free, live and free.
Yeah.
But yeah, 9 brewers. So yeah, tick culture is a bit of a pain in the ass for brewers.
Yeah, so tick culture really is it's more about quantity than quality. It's how many beers can you get under your belt as a consumer. It's today I bought this many beers from the bottle. Today I tried this many beers. This week I bought this many beers. They're all super, super different.
I was thinking,
and then they pass criticism.
I was thinking about this before because there's like this weird feeling as a craft beer lover where you want to try something new and you're always searching for that new flavour, and it stops you from buying multiple beers because it's obviously quite an expensive hobby to keep up with.
Yep.
Especially in Australia.
But I find it like, you know, I've got a heap of beer at home, like some fridge fillers. But if I'm driving home and I'm just like, oh, I could stop into Celebrations at the Abbey, you're home with the best beer, wine and spirits. And then it gets in my head. I'm like, oh, I should really stop there. I should see what's new. I'm never rocking up to say I should buy some core. It can be a bit of a bane. And I mean, as a brewer, I could just literally release a new beer a month and it would all sell out, just filling fridges and people trying it. And it wouldn't even have to be very good. And I think that would be harder than doing a good core beer that sells.
I don't know how the Dayton guys...
That's easier.
The Dayton guys are coming up with a new beer every week. That's just been mind-blowing to me this year. They're still doing it.
What do you think of this?
I haven't tasted it yet.
It smells weird. It's got a biscuity smell to it, though. It's cookie.
It kind of smells biscuity, definitely. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
No, it's not as bad as I thought.
Okay, let's analyze this. What do you mean by bad?
Oh, I don't like the idea. Milkshake, IPA, cookies and cream.
Okay, to me, it doesn't really scream cookies.
There's something in there.
Cookies and cream.
It's that Oreo center that I'm smelling.
Yeah, there's something in there that
it's
does
not the
smell
cookie
like...
baked cookie. It's that creamy.
Do you reckon they've
weird...
actually scraped that out and put it in?
That
or the whole Oreo.
It's like that faked cream smell that's in the center of an Oreo or something.
What does it say on the can? Because
does it give it a hint to process?
No, it's just elaborate and about nothing, I think. From what I read before.
Yeah, okay. How unhealthy was the Cookie Monster? Seriously, I ate one cookie and I'm feeling like I need a refreshing ale to cleanse. Maybe Cookie Monster needed a wheatgrass shot or something. I do. And a cookie. Cookies.
That makes
sense. Oh, his hands are on it.
That's
pretty cool.
So,
I think, like, it's actually not the most obvious cookies and cream IPA.
No. And is that, like, a good or a bad thing?
I think if we're assessing it on style for a cookies and cream IPA, it probably fails.
It's not as offensive as I expected.
It's not offensive, it's just bizarre, though.
Imagine drinking. Okay, but like, let's get to the core of it. If this is like big letters advertising itself as a cookies and cream and then subtext milkshake IPA, I'm not getting much of it. I don't think it's very big on cookies and cream and milkshake. I'm not getting a big whack of lactose either.
It's not lactosey. It's not sweet. It's not...
it's just bad.
I don't know. Like, would you have thought...
Yeah, do you get that though? Like, I'm not getting whack of lactose.
What it's described as is not... It doesn't mean anything to me. Would I drink it?
I'm not getting chocolate. I'm not getting cookie. I'm not getting cream.
Yeah. I just think if you're gonna do cookies and cream, just do it with a dark beer.
I was going to say, that's what I've been trying to... talk about, like, why wouldn't you have done this as a stout?
Okay, so
maybe because it's too obvious.
Let's rewind on the adjuncts. So we've had some pretty wacky milkshake IPAs from Three Ravens. They have delivered on the heavy lactose, on the flavors they put on the can.
I think what Three Ravens do on their labels and what is in the can is better. It actually represents what they're doing. Like,
do it might still be polarizing, but this is just a big bowl of I don't fucking know. You've told me what it is, but I don't taste it.
To me, this kind of feels like there was a batch of milkshake IPA, and they were like, "Cool, now we can just split off random labels from it."
Yeah,
like it's whereas the Three Ravens beers, they're all pointed at something specific, and they're nailing
it. I think if Three Ravens did this, it'd be fucking excellent.
It'd be better than this.
Well, yeah. It's annoying because the one weekly release that they did this year, Dayton, is their third year anniversary beer. That
the triple dry hop,
Red Eye,
and Red Eye's banging. So triple dry.
So I'm just like,
and it won champion beer at the Indies.
Give me that down here in Tasmania that I can't get my hands on it. I'm like,
yeah, I would like
giving
that
me
more.
This shit instead. Sorry,
I would like that more. Anyway.
So how many of you ticked this one off?
I would have never ticked it off unless we were talking about it on this podcast.
Yeah, this is just a new release, so we thought we'd tick it off the list.
I think we kind of have
to, after all.
We sort of have to tick because we're trying to stay current and, like, you know, we can act all cool and stuff, but we're actually trying to run a podcast about beer here.
I just read an Untappd review on this beer, and the one review was I'm not going to give the rating, but it was just like, why, with heaps of whys. And that was the review.
We don't even have to respond to that person.
Because that's literally okay. How I feel about this beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this
couldn't be more accurate if you
try. I'm going to try... to not so much on the podcast because we do have to drink fresh beer all the time. I'm going to try and tick less beer.
Yeah, and
I do it through Spotted Dog. Like, I do try new things because I'm looking for inspiration as well, which is actually a good segue to this next beer.
Yeah, this is an inspirational beer, but this is also a beautiful beer that we have all shared together.
Well,
previously,
you were hungover.
Well, no.
Poor Tom Belmont was trying to tell his life story to you and you were just, like, dogging him.
The first time
Sorry, Tom.
Tom, I'm really sorry. Tom, I was listening to everything you were saying.
He was too busy smashing a Munson's the night before at, was it at Beer Mash?
How un-Australian of you.
But I remember...
Tom's just trying to brew beer
for you. Before that afternoon, I have drank this with you guys, I swear to God.
No, that was the first time we'd had it.
Was it? Because I remember...
You were fucked.
Fixation was only open for a week or two or something.
I was so fucked that I still remember this being so good.
Yeah, you actually liked it. And you were ready to die.
I was dying literally at the table and Tom was looking at me like, are you okay? I'm like, not great. I might just have a sip of this.
Poor Tom, like, drove all the way from the Royal Show to come chat to us and, like, have some beers with us. And you were just, like, sitting there dying, like, I'll just go take some photos.
Yeah, it's not very often that you just hang out with, like, owners of breweries in Melbourne, but... yeah, that was not a good.
When he does,
that was not a good afternoon.
Smashed.
That was not a good afternoon. But this has been a highlight.
I believe you were dancing in your underwear the night before in
and
a hotel room.
I don't know, we jumped.
It's true.
Singing some
to Megos or something.
Some Drizzy Dre.
Some Drizzy Dre.
So we have a very beautiful memory with this beer.
I am not sharing.
I might be having a tiny bit, so
takes it off me.
We drink this continuously off the Bright Tank every time I go to Fixation.
I haven't been back.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You didn't want to come to Melbourne with Ali and I for the Carwin Cellars
bakery event.
Bakery.
I couldn't come.
Couldn't?
Couldn't. Wouldn't.
Because he didn't know.
Because I didn't know you were going, you little assholes.
You wouldn't have come regardless. You said you weren't able.
No, I wasn't.
So we just went.
And then you walk. It wasn't the kind of event I wanted to go to. Like, it's Carwin, so it's going to be good, but I'm not big on the dessert beers. But you even walked with me to my work after I'd grabbed a coffee at your place. And you're like walking along with me. And I'm like, you're giving me that weird look, like you wanted to tell me something. Like you're about to tell me that like your wife was having a kid or something. You're like, dudes give you that look. They're like,
She was,
true. But you know, like when a dude's going to tell you he's like got engaged or something and he's got that kind of giddy, like, I want to tell you something, but I'm not going to. You had that look on your face.
And then like, I got on the fucking plane.
And I'm like, him and Ali are doing something fucked up this weekend and I'm not invited.
Even better, you didn't see till midday the next day.
Yeah. My wife was like, you know what the boys are doing, right? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Because your wife knew and not you. That's correct.
So if we haven't talked about this already, Ali and I...
We keep saying we will, but we never do.
Yeah, so Ali and I buggered off to Melbourne for a cheeky getaway to the Carwin Cellars 24-hour bakery, a collaborative event with local bakers where they...
That was last month.
Yeah, it was a long time ago now.
It felt like a really long time ago, but it was literally last month.
They had beers, pastry stouts, and pastry-inspired ales sent all around the globe to Melbourne. And then they collaborated with local bakers to
create pairings
to each of these beers. It was phenomenal.
What I figured out at 5 o'clock in the morning is that there's only so much pastry I can eat of a early morning.
Yeah, that was some dense pastry.
And that was six pastries. I had six pastries that morning.
Great event.
Carwin do some absolutely insane events.
The Lords of Australian craft beer in my eyes.
Yeah, that it was just... a really, really well executed event, as they always are, and you get to try some pretty amazing beers that you don't usually get to try.
Well, some of us do.
Some of us do. But and then we went back at one, so I think we finished off there after flying in at midnight.
You fucked up your flights originally.
Yeah, we flew in at midnight, stayed there till 5 a.m.
Had a quick kip and then went back there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and kept drinking. Yeah. And it was a great afternoon. Actually, that afternoon I felt really great.
Yeah.
Which is quite rare for me.
Had a few dirty bergs. A
couple of dirty bergs. Shout out to Easy's.
Whew. Oh,
I did go to Easy's.
Oh, right. Man.
Too good.
Yeah, great event. But, yeah. Every time we go to Melbourne, we also go to Fixation. Well, the incubator.
I am going to start having Fixation as one of my bridge fillers, I've decided. Because
just right now?
Right now.
You've just decided that?
I've just decided that. Because
Squish has been a fridge filler for me for a long time.
Yeah, I'm thinking like the Fix and maybe some Akasha Pale Ale.
Akasha Pale's good.
Yeah, just chucking those two in there. Sort me out. Sonic Syrup.
Anyway.
Sponsor a man.
Yeah.
I would like this to be...
Wouldn't mind a cheeky Stepra's sponsorship.
Get around us, boys.
Oh, my God. So the 86 has been a... incubator special until recently, right?
Yeah, limited.
There's
big cans too.
It's a huge big can. 440, I think.
Yeah, that's tall. She tall. 6.2. I never realised.
Well, we never do when we're there.
Freshly hatched Simcoe Mosaic Galaxy Pale Wheat Malt Rolled Oats and USO5. Not a NEPA.
Yeah, so it's not a as we say, a traditional hazy, like there is one.
It's not
traditional hazy, like they were like invented like what, 4 or 5 years ago. Before that, obviously.
That's right.
There's the Vermont style. But
this has bitterness. This has...
It's a hazy pale ale.
It's a hazy pale ale and it's absolutely delicious. It's not a New England IPA. It's... Oh, we're just taking a quick photo. Oh, I love that I've been cut out of that.
It's there, very blurry.
Ian. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we'll just do a little selfie. If you guys can bear with us right now, how do I get the S around the room? Oh, fuck that.
Well, Clint looks like shit.
Thanks, Ben. I'm actually wearing my work clothes still. Fresh out of Collingwood. Your boys.
My boys get around the Pies, Pendles.
Sad. Sad.
Yeah. No, actually feeling a bit sore after last weekend.
Well, guys, we're going to pick up this convo again in our live episode, which is with the live episode. People listening online, if you've ever thought about coming to Tassie, now's the time to do it because it probably won't be recorded.
October 19, baby.
October 19, one of the best IPA festivals, actually the only IPA festival in Tasmania, but it is always a good time. We will be there literally from around midday all the way through till the end of the night, sipping ice.
And the night, end of the festival, we will be sleeping there.
We'll be packing up.
You will find us under the bright tank. Also wanted to give a shout out to Hobart Brewing Company doing the Hoptoberfest. Last year they did the lunch, which we were invited to, which was at Hobart Brewing on the day. I think they've been really clever this year and they've hooked up with Tom McHugo's.
They have. And they're a great little pub in Tasmania.
Oh, great little pub. And they're doing the Brewers. So last year it was the Brewers lunch and the Brewers would get up and discuss the beers as you drank all of the Hoptober beers with matched food.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's going to be at Tom McHugo's Friday night.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
So your first chance to preview all of the collaborations will be at Tom McHugo's, which is pretty exclusive.
Yep.
We'll all be there.
We'll all be there. Tickets having are selling a beautiful dinner.
Tickets are selling really well, so like, do get onto it now, because I expect it would sell out. But if not, you can always, you know, jump along to Tommy Hugo's on the night and try your, or the day before and try your luck. But I would buy early.
Yeah, have already. Tommy Hugo's is a fantastic,
little
pub. It's not your traditional pub food. They do some really cool
stuff. Pub food.
Elevated pub food.
Fermentable stuff. And like, one of their chefs just got awarded Young Chef of the Year in Australia or something like that.
Yeah, she's a gun.
Female chef.
And so that's really exciting. So definitely, if you are thinking of coming down to Tassie, what better time of...
Yeah, well, you don't want to miss out because the live episode will be a lot of fun and you might see some little stuff online, but the majority of that juicy content will be quadruple dry hopped into an 86 gram per litre format only live. And that's where you'll get it, guys. Limited, seasonal, 86 grams per litre lactose milkshake live episode.
And it is delicious.
If that doesn't get you up and about and what make you want to buy it, I don't know any other marketing techniques.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh.
We've got one more episode to plug it as hard as we can before.
One seat per person, limit.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That will get them in the door.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
One seat per person.
Quite literally. But yeah, you'll be... Yeah, we won't say much more.
We're going to keep drinking this beautiful little Fixation 86. If you do see this in the fridge, go and grab it. It is absolutely
thank you, banging.
Thank you, Tom.
And Sam.
But yeah, just going to, you know, tickle you with that little tick culture.
Yeah, start chat. Thinking about it. If you want to have a think about it yourselves, hit us up with some comments on the socials too. What your thoughts are and maybe what you want us to ask our panel of brewers. To the people coming along live, maybe think about what you want to ask those brewers too. Maybe you've got a cheeky little chance to wrap your arm around Papa Sweden and head on up to the table.
Yeah, I think we'll maybe next episode we'll give a little bit more info of the brewers that we'll have episode so you can start thinking about those questions if we do have anyone popping along.
Delightful.
Thanks again. Episode 26 has gone down the hatch.
Episode 26, lots of dicks.
Oh.
It's a little rhyme.
Oh, and on that note...
I tried to hold
you ruined it.
On that note, we might leave.
That was really distasteful, Clint.
Oh.
I apologise to everyone.
Anyway.
I'm holding in a lot of vibes. Holding in vibes!
You are holding in. It's okay, man. You've got one more episode till you can let it out.
Stop that.
Can't help it, man. It's coming out.
One more episode, then we're going live, all right? Let's bloody do it. All right.
Don't embarrass us.
We'll see you soon, guys.